talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, and Andrew Lang, Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary for Scotland, about the Strathclyde Police Westphalia report. Now, John, this report covers the police force and the police authority with findings and recommendations for both. So let's start off with a bit of background by briefly explaining what the police force does and then what the authority does, as not everybody will be familiar with this.
Yes, the police force is headed up by the Chief Constable and provides police services. Strathclyde Police Authority oversees the force and is made up of nominated councillors from each of the 12 councils within the police force area. It has 34 members from these 12 councils. The authority's responsibilities include setting the police force's budget, holding the Chief Constable to account, and ensuring that best value is achieved. The Scottish Government also has responsibilities. Ministers are responsible for national policy on law and order issues, and they have the power to regulate on various policing matters.
What's this report about?
Well, it's a joint report made by the Accounts Commission for Scotland and Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary for Scotland. And it looks at what Strathclyde Police Force and the authority are doing to ensure they are providing best value for local people. Both bodies and Audit Scotland have worked together and agree with the judgments and recommendations in the report.
Now, Andrew, what's the force doing well?
Strathclyde Police is performing well and delivering good policing services to its communities. The force is tackling the issues that local people say matter to their quality of life. Overall, recorded crime continues to fall while detection rates have gone up. The force continues to commit resources to community policing, working with and within local communities. The Chief Constable and the force provide strong and effective and visible leadership. They're managing a significant change programme that's preparing the force well for the challenges that lie ahead. The Chief Constable has set a clear strategic aim and has encouraged a performance management culture which is extremely effective.
Have you got recommendations on how the force could improve?
Yes, the force is doing well in terms of providing best value, and one of the things that they're good at is identifying and pushing for further improvement. We recommend that the force continues to develop its relationship with Strathclyde Police Authority so that they have a shared vision for policing across Strathclyde area. The force should work with the authority to establish more effectively joint working arrangements. In addition, the force should improve the administrative arrangement for complaints handling and seek to understand better the cost of policing activity. It also needs to continue to develop its strategic approach to change, including managing staff engagement, communication and evaluation measures.
Thanks, Andrew. So that's the force. Now, John, what's the authority doing well?
Well, the police authority members have a good understanding of local community issues. They're kept well informed about finance, about staffing and asset management, and they've provided effective challenge on some key strategic decisions, such as the modernisation of the workforce. The authority also has good self-awareness, but it knows that it needs to improve.
So what can the authority do to improve?
Well, the police authority needs to strengthen its arrangements for the oversight of the police force. It needs to become more involved in shaping policing priorities for the area and more proactive and consistent in holding the force to account. The authority members need to be clearer about the role. Improved support and training would help them to develop their understanding and build their skills and gain greater confidence in holding the Chief Constable to account.
Now, you also have findings on the authority support function. That's the units with staff directly employed by the authority. It was set up in 2007 to improve the quality of support to the authority members. What are your findings on this?
We're also clear that the authority is not yet achieving sufficient value from its dedicated support function, although this function has significant resources and capacity. So better support would enable the authority to carry out its governance and scrutiny role more effectively. The authority needs to be clearer about what professional support it expects and should monitor the support function's performance, including holding the Chief Executive to account for the delivery of the improvements within agreed timescales.
Did you consider how the force, the authority and the authority's support function work together?
Yes, we did. There needs to be more effective joint working among the authority, its support function and the force to ensure they're delivering best value for local people.
Thanks, John. Andrew, can you explain what happens next with the audit process?
Yes, the force and authority will now produce an improvement plan to show how they intend to address the findings. The Accounts Commission has asked for a further report in 12 months' time so it can review the authority's progress in fulfilling its role more effectively and in getting better value from the resources available to it.
Andrew, John, thanks very much.